These are the most daily minutes of Tuesday, the 2nd of June 2020. These are the most daily minutes of Tuesday, the 2nd of June 2020. I am colorblind. I always have been. And still, I can see all colors, green, purple, turquoise, and so on. I'm only not too sensitive to how beautiful a person is on the outside. A woman can be ever so pretty if she has an ugly character that makes a huge difference in how I perceive such a person. For some reason, I don't know how, I mostly see these inner things rather than the outside. My father was a train conductor. He could see if he could trust someone instantly, but only within the first 5 minutes. If I brought a new friend to our family home, he sometimes afterwards said, "You can't trust that guy." But the next time he clearly liked the person, although on the long run he almost never got it wrong. To me, with people, instinctively, it doesn't matter what their roots are. And the same goes for race, color, or gender, or sexual preference, as it matters. As I see the news, I probably must be an oddity or rare exception. It makes me mad if people are discriminated or worse, being molested or killed simply because who they are or because of the body they are, by accident or by coincidence being born in. I do very much hope, though, that I'm not the only one. This was the intro for today. This is one of the shorter editions of Daily Minutes, as we will have more from now on, whilst we experiment with bringing news. Now some news. All holiday-loving people in the Netherlands will at least get some relief. As of 15 June, Dutch government will relax travelling advice for most European countries, as will be announced on Wednesday. The advice only travel when necessary will be replaced by caution, safety risks, as several media, amongst which RTL and Nu.nl, mention. France has also announced to lift its travel ban per 15 June, and Holland's neighbours Belgium and Germany have also mentioned 15 June as a possibility to open their borders again. Dutch government's health organisation, RIVM, stated last Saturday that it expects few problems if the Dutch will go on holiday in a limited number of countries this summer. Difference between countries to get the disease are very limited. As a famous Dutch proverb states, it won't make much difference if you are bitten either by a cat or by a dog. I couldn't find much on the amateur field, but I only have a small item, which is from Southgate ARC. Green ghosts spotted above sprites in New Mexico. Citizen scientists have discovered a new form of upper atmospheric lightning. The green ghost, catalogued for the first time only a year ago, green ghosts appear above strong sprites, leaving a weird verdant afterglow at the edge of space. A fine specimen was just photographed over New Mexico, which can be found on spaceweather.com, where you can also find the full story. And now we will repeat part one of propagation again, which is rewritten, by the way, and the new version is spoken today. For those new to this, propagation on VHF and above is very much different than it is on shortwave. Shortwave ranges from, say, 1.5 to 30 MHz. VHF actually starts up there, but there's a large piece where certain aspects of shortwave propagation still will occur, but to a much lesser degree and decreasing much as frequencies get higher. This is between 30 and 144 MHz if you speak from amateur bands, where below 80 MHz shortwave propagation with a skip via the ionosphere often occurs, especially in certain times of the year, mostly between March and August on the northern hemisphere. Propagation on HF is largely via the ionosphere, where on VHF airwaves travel mainly via the troposphere, just slightly above Earth. A common misconception is that the most commonly used conditions for propagation on shortwave are related to the weather, which they are not. There's propagation that takes place just above the surface of the Earth from point to point, but generally this is over a relatively short distance, maximum 60 miles, but usually no further than 8 or 15 or perhaps 25 miles around 14 MHz. So on VHF it will predominantly be meteorological phenomena that determine the propagation of wireless signals, although some aspects of HF propagation can sometimes occur even above 200 MHz. We will start this small series, however, with shortwave. Propagation there is determined by gas layers that are higher than where almost all aircraft fly. Commercial aircraft, if I'm correct, fly up to 12.5 to 15 miles high. Weather balloons go around 20 to 22 miles high, and the ionosphere extends from 31 miles high until higher than 300 miles. 300 miles is even higher than where the International Space Station flies, which is about 250 miles. The ISS therefore flies right through our ionosphere, the one which we radio amateurs and shortwave listeners benefit from with our shortwave propagation. Everything at that higher altitude is different from what it is just above the Earth's surface. The most important thing is that gas particles are much less packed close together. At 250 miles, there is so little gas atoms left that the ISS is not hindered by them too much. 100 miles lower, they will be so dense that a spaceship will simply burn up and disintegrate from heat, if it weren't for a heat shield. The ISS does bump into those particles, however, which is why it regularly needs to be jacked up a little bit, because when it descends too low, the complete station risks falling back to Earth, with the result as mentioned just before this. So we are talking about those layers of the ionosphere, 31 miles and up. Some of these gas particles are able to bend radio waves that rise from the Earth back to Earth again. This is not reflection, as it is often stated wrongly, although the result would be the same. It's really deflecting, or with a more scientific word, refraction. The signals under a certain upward angle are bent back to Earth again, which most often will happen at a distance much more than 1,000 miles away. This podcast is made by myself. I'm Peter John in English Media. Title music is by Croatian artist Blasko and is published under Creative Commons. You can find this podcast on dmpodcast.net, DM is for Daily Minutes, and on several other platforms. De internetfaciliteiten en studio hardware voor Daily Minutes worden gesponsord door 70MHzShop.nl. 70MHzShop.nl.
Daily Minutes Podcast. Whoever hears this is crazy.
En microfoon naar retour.